messages in my head. I don't know how to cope with this. I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your
everybody, I'm here. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in on this version of Butch on Sports. Trying to give it to you the best I know how, and I'll try hard. Yes, by the way, thank you, and thanks for allowing us for you to tune us in. Let's get started first with some of the upgrades and sad stories. All righty, on a Sunday, too. Okay, the Detroit Tigers are finished for the first half of the season. They are now officially in All-Star break. Let me give you the semi-good news first. The Detroit Tigers picked third in the MLB draft. They picked Jackson Job from Heritage High School. In Oklahoma, he struck out 122. He only walked 5. By the way, he has till August the 5th to sign with the Detroit Tigers. Right now, he is committed to Mississippi State University. If that means anything to you boys and girls, I'll just move on because I'm trying to give good news here. Yes, in the bottom of the 10th inning, Georgia Polanco, he homered into deep left field. Two men were on, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Detroit Tigers today by a score of 12-9. That means the Twins sweep the Detroit Tigers, and I guess you just want to know why. Well, the Detroit Tigers kind of made it very interesting in the top of the 9th inning. Jake Roberts' home run in deep center field, a grand slammer that is. Made it interesting. Detroit took the lead of 9-8. However, Ben Ferrer, he homered in the 9th inning, taking it to overtime. And, of course, George Polanco homered with two men on base to finish off the Detroit Tigers for the sweep. Detroit was leading all through this particular game again. Bullpen pitching has failed them. First starting pitcher up to 5 innings kept them in the game. A majority of the games of this series, yes, the Detroit Tigers, except for the first one, of course, Detroit Tigers have been leading into the 5th or 6th inning, and the bullpen just blew it away for them, boys and girls. The Detroit Tigers got plenty of time to rest, relax, get themselves together, and pick a game plan because, again, if they want fans to come to the ballpark, and I don't care what they're giving away or what kind of Jimmy Jam they're trying to deal with, the fans are not going to come. They'll save their money for the Detroit Lions or the Detroit Red Wings or somebody else. A good concert. And I'm just telling you right now, Detroit and their management staff got to do a better way of maybe coming to urgency here as far as getting wins. As far as I'm concerned, is 3 of those games this weekend were very winnable games if certain things were together there. But again, you can't lay it all on the players. They just go out there and perform. The manager has the autonomy to make decisions when certain things are not right. And again, if you can wait too late, you'll miss the boat. And in this particular series, the Tigers missed the boat. And big time, too. They'll need that third overall pick one day because he ain't coming to the Detroit Tigers anyway soon. Jackson Job. Let's move on here. The USA basketball road to Tokyo started with the United States. And their stars like Kevin Durant and Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal, and a host of others there that maybe you wonder why they're on the team. However, the Americans did not do well yesterday as they lose to Nigeria in its first of five exhibition games before going to the Olympics in Tokyo. Yes, without saying, the USA was very much so delivered a big smack in the face, a backhanded lip at that by the Nigerian team there. Again, it doesn't count. It's an exhibition. But again, it could be a wake-up call for the United States to get this stuff together very, very quick. And for your information, the U.S. team, this is the U.S. team that is under 19 years of age. They came behind in the fourth quarter, and they defeated France 83-81 to win the gold medal in the FUBU, or the FIBA U19 World Cup. So all is well with basketball, with the under 19 and under. Let me get this news to you right quick. Today we're on basketball. We're still dancing around that. Detroit Pistons center Isaiah Stewart reportedly suffered an ankle injury on Thursday with the USA basketball select team during the scrimmage against the Olympic team. Stewart was named to the NBA All-Rookie Team second team, was forced to leave the scrimmage game because of the injury to get some treatment. That means he is through for the summer. Talking about Isaiah Stewart, okay? Just giving you the news the way it is. And some happy, happy, joy news. Larry Brown, widely, highly regarded one of the game's premier teachers, and one of the only coaches in history to have won both in the NBA and the NCAA, is a recipient of the 2021 Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award. Yes, the National Basketball Coach Association announced that Friday afternoon, Larry Brown has achieved coaching success at his highest level of basketball in a career that began in 1965 as an assistant to Dean Smith at the University of North Carolina, the Indiana Pacers head coach. He was once upon a time the National Basketball Association coach. President Rick Carlisle said he's not only a Hall of Famer, but he has won NBA and NCAA championships, won multiple Olympic gold medals, and a numerous amount of Coaches of the Year's award. Larry's coaching tree is a ridiculously wide range, including a close and filthy current of former head coaches, at least 50, and he said again, at least also, not filthy, but 50 current NBA coaches that are hopping around in the NCAA and also professional basketball there. He is very deserving. Larry Brown I know very well. He was a Detroit Pistons coach when they won the world championship in 2004, and then he something went wrong the next year after that there. Don't want to say anymore. Don't want to say anymore in there. He wins the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award for a great lot of reasons there. And a very good guy there, I should say. Larry Brown is. So I'm just chucking that information to you. Saturday night on the Copa America Finals proved to be all wrong, but again, who's counting? Messi finally gets an opportunity to win an award, a championship that he can share with teammates there. Argentina toppled Brazil by a score of 1-0 in Rio de Janeiro there. And Messi finally gets an award of winning a championship with a team. I mean, he's went through a lot of rigmaroles there in UEFA and Spain and with the Barcelona team he plays for. And again, with Argentina when they played in Copas and World Cup championships. Yeah, he's had a lot of second bests there, but not only being a great player, he's not one of the big ones. He finally gets one of the big ones there. give it a Messi and Argentina there. I did not get the score of England and Italy today. I wish I could. I wish I could. Maybe I will kind of scan around here to see if I can see it. And no, I do not. What a shame here. Running around here, let me look right quick and see the soccer here. Let's see. No, indeed. I'm trying to still look around here, and I don't see a thing. I don't see a thing at all here. So, no, I do not. I see nothing. So I am apologetic for the England and Italy score, but what do I know? Now, who will the Red Wings take in the sixth pick of the 2021 NHL draft? Who will they pick? Who will they take? I don't know. They have not given a very big indication of who the Red Wings are going to take, or will they make a trade or something to enhance the team to get somewhere close to the playoffs this upcoming season. Yes, it's been very quiet at the Red Wings camp. Don't know why, but it's been very quiet. But that draft is coming up very, very soon. Very, very quick. And you betcha, it's got to be a pick that the Red Wings can get some mileage off of quicker and sooner. Guess what, boys and girls? James Harden, of course, he's not in the playoffs anymore. He was lambasted by Milwaukee. Speaking of playoffs tonight, it won't be long before Milwaukee Bucks and Phoenix Suns get the play in tonight. This is an earlier broadcast, of course, but about 8 o'clock your time, it will be open season for Bucks, because the Suns are shining down on them with 2-game lead in that particular series. Again, they're in Milwaukee tonight. And speaking of basketball, James Harden, he was stopped by the Paris police on Thursday. However, he was set free without being taken into custody. Video surveillance camera show on social media of this particular Brooklyn Nets star being star pleading, "I don't understand why I'm being frisked on the sidewalk," as rapper Lil Baby was detained by the police. According to the local newspaper, the La Prensa, the police pulled over in a vehicle on Thursday afternoon when they smelled marijuana. Lil Baby and two others were in the car, according to the police. Harden was not in the car, the police said, but the police also found 20 grams of marijuana in the car, arrested Lil Baby and the two other individuals in the car, which have not been publicly identified. According to the reports, Harden has been seen with Lil Baby and Kanye West around Paris during the city fashion week in recent days. ESPN reported that Harden was not arrested, was nor took it into custody in that Thursday incident. So whoopee for Mr. Harden on that one there. Close call. Well, one thing we could talk about for sure here, that wrestling is going to be back on its good grace there. Yep. Starting on June the 16th, this upcoming week on SmackDown. That's on a Friday, boys and girls. The WWE will be back in the graces of the fans. And I guess they can't wait. Also, the AEW, this upcoming Wednesday, they will have fans in the stands, and they'll be going back on the road as well. So wrestling is alive and well when it comes down to fan participation in some of these venues there. Hope they give the fans more wrestling than they'd be giving all that air contact, that I call it. I mean, those little plots that they want you to pay-per-view events and all this other junk there is just totally disgusting there. Hey, they lose 2 or 3 wrestling matches per show. That's all I want to see. That's all I want to see. Last time the WWE was with a live audience was this past April. when they had a two-night affair in Tampa for the WWE WrestleMania. They will be using the Thunderdome concept, by the way, in future WWE shows. They've learned a lot from using those particular fans with those screens behind them. And a lot of the other shows as well, again, picked up from Vince McMahon's lead when it comes down to putting fans in the seats. You know, Ella DeGenerate shows and all the Wendy Williams shows, they have these little screens in the chairs and stuff there. And that comes from Vince McMahon. I remember in football now when the XFL started, where they had the overhead cameras that were never found in the NFL. Never. And that's one concept now that the NFL and everybody else has picked up, these overhead cameras. Another Vince McMahon invention. Now, I'm always not very hard to convince, but Vince McMahon, when it comes down to showmanship and giving some new looks into how television should be given, he's one of the front runners for that. And you cannot argue or deny that. Period. Well, boys and girls, last night, I was like kind of up late here. And I cut on one of the favorite channels, ESPN. And, of course, SportsCenter was on, where the main event was getting ready to be dealt with. Of course, I did not pay for the pay-per-view, of course. But the way ESPN handled it, it was great. They showed on SportsCenter when the fighters came out. It was just like one of those particular events that wrestling gives, of course, talking about wrestling, where the fighter come out with the background music and all the pomp and circumstances of the film and stuff on the big screen television in the arena, which in this case was T-Mobile Arena. Conor McGregor came out first, then Dustin Poirier, he came out second. And by the time they looked all mean and nasty and did not want to put the gloves together when they say have a good fight, it was no less than, I'd say, 7 minutes later that ESPN goes on the air and says, the fight's over, folks. Dustin Poirier beat the, you know, for that first round, heavily punished McGregor. However, McGregor was very aggressive during the first part of the particular fight, but some would say that showed on the replay that McGregor's lower leg snapped when he squatted up against Poirier. And Poirier said he heard something pop. So we'll never know until they really say something in the source there. All we did know is that when the bell sounded in the first round, McGregor could not get up because he had a broken leg or a broken ankle or whatever you want to call it. The fight was immediately called a TKO for Poirier by the doctor's stoppage. And that's when the real fireworks started, boys and girls. Yes, indeed. All kind of name calling from McGregor. Verbal abuse, especially verbal abusing Poirier's wife. Very emotional while he was being interviewed while sitting on the floor. I mean, Dana White, you know, this guy gets the best out of his organization. I don't know how. I don't know why. But he gets the best out of them. And talking about talking slop, this McGregor was giving it to him and then some. And I don't know why that kind of television. I mean, are they going to fight again? Is it going to be an excuse because I broke my footy? That I need to fight you again? I think this little episode's over there. I think now is the time to say, you know what? Conor McGregor has to make a decision. If he's going to be a regular fighter, and walk up the ladder, walk that line, or stop demanding, and maybe change that attitude a little bit. But that makes Conor McGregor, and that's how he claims he makes his bucks, to do his thing, and wish him well, because he won't be doing it for a while with a broken foot. Again, Poirier wins on a TKO. And with that, that ends my show. I don't know why I'm punishing myself here. But again, let me tell you. I saw a lot of sports this weekend, for exception of England and Italy. And I don't know if I was taking a nap or washing clothes. But a whole lot was going on. And now baseball takes a cease. Football's on vacation until the end of the month. And then at that point, we're going to have a lot more sports being crowded around. And then also take into consideration in another 2 weeks, we're going to have the Olympics going on. A lot of stuff to deal with. And, of course, I just mentioned wrestling going to get live crowds back. And, by the way, let me mention, they come in Detroit on a Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, August the 1st, at Little Caesars Arena. So if you haven't gotten tickets, it's time to hippity-hop and go get some if you want to be part of the show. And you can. Of course, it will be on a Sunday. I don't know why they didn't have no Monday Night Raw as good as we have been to WWE. I don't understand that. But what can I say? What can I say? Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions there. Hey, check me out on Facebook, of course. Butch on Sports on Facebook. You can also check me out on the Game Sports Show on Monday night. Yes, Monday night, upcoming tomorrow from 6 to 8 o'clock with Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and of course myself, and other guests that'll be on the show there, giving us local, state, and national and international news. And I bet we'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow, because it is a lot to talk about. Up close and personal. Of course, you can also catch the Butch on Sports on the Game Sports Show .podbean.com along with Podomatic, which is home base for Butch on Sports. Type in SimpleButchToO.podomatic.com. I'm out of gas, boys and girls, and I'm glad that you was able to hang on with me for the show today. I'll be back on Wednesday. Y'all have a great beginning of the week. Stay dry, because it is very soggy in southeastern Michigan as far as the rain is concerned. Not to be deranged.